Okay, so just to bring us up to date, the Gemara is looking for an Isser Kal, because the Gemara made a Kal V'Chomer. Ma'arech an Isser Kal, if someone banned someone else, the person who got banned can have a relationship and ban the one who banned him. So for sure, by a Chais Isha, person's banned and his wife's sister because of his wife. So when he lives with his wife's sister, logically speaking, his wife, who banned him from her sister, should become banned through the relationship of the sister. That's why we have a Xeris HaKasav. But without the Xeris HaKasav, I would logically say, if by the Isser Kal, someone A banned B, B re-bans A by living with her to A. If A bans B, by B living with her, he bans the same woman from A. So by Achais Isha, if the wife banned her sister, by living with the sister, he should ban the wife. That's what Gemara wants to say, a Kal V'Chomer. We're trying to figure out what is that Isser Kal that, logically speaking, we can go and take from there to Achais Isha. So we tried yesterday the first thing, Machzik Grushasai. Here is a man, Reuven, was married to Rachel. He divorced her. She married Shimon. When Shimon married her, he banned this lady from Reuven. No, a stranger. Reuven got married to Rachel. He divorced her. Shimon, another person, married this lady. The minute he married this lady, he made her a machzik grushasa to Reuven. He divorces her. Reuven marries her. Right? Be'eser bans her from Shimon. Shimon bans her from Reuven. And by Reuven living with her, he bans her from Shimon. That would be an Isser Kal, where A banned B, and then when B has the relationship, he bans A.
What do you mean
Isser Kal? Like, it's a lav. In comparison to Achais Isha, it's a lighter Isser. It's a lav. Yet, if Reuven banned Shimon, Shimon banned Reuven, Reuven can re-ban Shimon by living with her. Dr. Gemara, there's three reasons why that doesn't work with Achais Isha. Number one, she did an Isser. The lady herself lived with the man. Here, the guy is living with his wife's sister. His wife did nothing wrong. Number two, it's Isura Barayv, meaning when Reuven married her, it doesn't have to be Reuven that bans Shimon. Anybody that marries her bans her. And the third thing is, it's a permanent Isser. Achais Isha is not a permanent Isser. So therefore, you cannot use that case to prove Achais Isha. So the Gemara moves on to the second chance. The second one is Yavama. And the Gemara tries a Yavama who lives with somebody else. Reuven died, and instead of having Yibum, this Yavama went and was Mizana with somebody. That person bans her to the Yavam. Right? That person bans her to the Yavam. Right? Let's go back. Reuven died. The fact that Shimon is alive bans her to anybody else. She's Yavama. Yavama Lashuk. Aser. She's Mizana with somebody. That person bans her to the Yavam. The Yavam bans her to that person. Now when the person has a relationship with her, he bans her back to the Yavam.
Where's the Kal there?
Here is Kal is alive. Yavama Lashuk is alive.
Let's go back to
Kal Tisha. So Kal Tisha is Karas. That's why it's Kal. Madag by an Isser Kal, alive. When Reuven dies, Shimon bans her from having a relationship with any other man. And when she has a relationship with any other man, she becomes banned to Shimon. The one who made her Usher becomes Usher through another relationship. So by Achais Isha, the lady bans her sister. If you live with the sister, it should ban the woman who banned the sister, being his wife. Dr. Gemara, two of the three. Number one is, it's anybody in the world, anybody that lives with her. Number two is, she did something wrong physically. The Gemara now tries a third case. And the third case is, a Yavama, that one of the brothers did Mimer. By doing Mimer, he bans her to the other brother. Let's make a difference. Brother A, any brother, did it. He bans her to the other brothers. One of the other brothers went and lived with her. Bans her to the first brother. First brother bans her and the second brother. Second brother has a relationship. Bans her and the one who banned him. Problem is that he doesn't have to live with her to do that. He can give her a get. He can give her chalitza. And he would have the same effect. It's not the living that bans her. It's anything he does that would ban her back to his older brother, first brother. So therefore, that's not a good case to bring a riot to Chai Sisha. So now the Gemara went to Saita.
But his brother, how is he banning her to everyone else? Older brother?
Again, I don't care, older or younger.
Yeah, whatever.
First brother makes mimer.
Oh, did mimer.
He bans her to second brother. Second brother lives with her and bans her to the first brother.
That's
only for both. So, yes. Taisa says the Gemara is going mimer to the right. Rashi learned it's in Drabanan, and I spoke at Rabbi Chanan yesterday. Rabbi Chanan said Drabanan would never do this unless there's a precedent in the Torah that that happens, that one bans on the other bans back to the first. But the Gemara's slug up is you don't need a relationship for that. Yet, Chalitza could accomplish the same thing. So the Gemara moved on to Saita. Saita means if Reuven gave Mimer and then Shimon gave a get, she would become Asa to Reuven as well. You don't need her to live with Shimon. Anything with Shimon would do the same thing. So the Gemara moves on to Saita. Saita is a woman who was accused of having nuts. Right? So the fact that she had a possible relationship with Shimon, let's say she's married to Reuven, had a possible relationship with Shimon, bans her to her husband until she drinks Saita water. He goes and lives with her. She can never marry Shimon. Let's say Reuven gave Kinoi Stira. Kinoi, woman went privately in her room. We tell her, with Shimon. So we tell Reuven, you're not allowed to live with her. Shimon bans her on you. The fact that he's an alleged Nayav, an alleged Mizana, bans her from having a relationship with you. Reuven went ahead and violated that answer and lived with his wife, the Lav, right? Then she no longer, and then he died before she had it. There was no more drinking. The minute he lived with her, drinking is off the table. She can never marry Shimon. Who banned her from Shimon? Reuven did, by living with his wife. Shimon banned her on Reuven by allegedly living with his wife, and Reuven banned her back on Shimon by actually living with his own wife. Am I explaining myself? Dr. Gemara, that's not a good case, because even if Reuven doesn't give her to drink for any other reason, doesn't need the relationship to ban her from Shimon. He divorces her. She can never marry Shimon. He decides not to give her to drink. I'm staying married to you. I'm not going to live with you. I'm not going to divorce you. Tough on you. She can't marry Shimon if Reuven dies. She's ushered to Shimon not because Reuven lived with his wife. She's ushered to Shimon because she's not exonerated. Exactly. So therefore, that's not a good case. So we're looking still for a case of an Issa Kal. Until now, every Issa Kal we use was a Lav. Now, we're looking for a case of an Issa Kal. We move on. Last line, Tadi Heyam and Aleph. Ela Saita Labayo. What happened is, the Saita means not a woman that's accused of this. You know, Saita is a term that's used differently in the Gemaras. Sometimes Saita refers to a woman that's accused of nus and she drinks. And sometimes Saita refers to a woman that actually was Mizana. Because Saita means she veered off the right path. She turned away from the right path. There's degrees in turning away from the right path. So sometimes we use the word Saita. Sometimes the Gemara calls it Saita Vadai, as opposed to Saita Suffolk. Sometimes the Gemara uses the word Saita generically. Sometimes it means one, and sometimes it means the other. So here, we're switching now to a real Saita, meaning not the Torah Saita who we don't know. Reuven was married to a woman, and she was Mizana with Shimon, HS-ish. No, Adam. Makes no difference. We know Adam, no Asrach. We know she was Mizana with Shimon. The minute she was Mizana to Shimon, she becomes Asa to Reuven. Now, who Asa'd her to Shimon? Reuven. By marrying this woman, she became Asa to Shimon. Shimon lives with her. He Asa's her and Reuven. Here you have Reuven banned Shimon, and Shimon by having a relationship with her banned Reuven. Dr. Gemara. The regular Saita before she drank, we said, was no Raya. Because Shimon banned Reuven and himself at the same time. It wasn't Reuven that banned Shimon. Shimon banned himself when he banned Reuven. Because till she drinks, he's usher. This case, we know he was Mazana. So Reuven banned Shimon by marrying this lady. Right. Reuven banned Shimon by marrying this lady.
Everybody.
And then Shimon lived with her, banned her. And regulations this. This is not a lob. This is chenek. This is heavy duty stuff.
And then Shimon answer her to Reuven.
Correct.
And answer himself also.
He was answer before. She's married to Reuven.
Is this the final case?
Yes. Okay. Reuven asked Shimon from living with his wife.
Right, good.
Shimon lived with her, answers Reuven.
But why is it different? So, that's a crazy case. That can't be a case of
Sota. It's talking about we know.
We didn't know.
So then, meaning why can't this be a case of Suffolk Saita? Right?
Because again.
So who is banning whom? Let's say Suffolk Saita. What would be your case?
Reuven lived with Shimon.
She allegedly lived with Shimon.
Allegedly, yeah.
He asks her on Reuven why?
Because
she's a
Saita. And Shimon himself?
He's a fish.
No, but Shimon...
Era.
Again.
Why in the other cases Shimon's not answering himself on her? Reuven is answering on Shimon, and Shimon is answering on Reuven, but it can't be a case of Shimon's also answering on himself.
There was no Kimi Stira, and they just, it was assumed, and then she gets divorced, she can go to Shimon.
But she didn't get divorced yet.
Go on. What are you talking about? It's only because there was a Kini Stira that she can't marry him now after she gets divorced from the first husband. But if there was no Kini Stira, it was just a billboard or a rumor, she can marry Shimon. Which one?
The last person, but how is the Stira different than the case that actually happened? Why is it different?
You hear what I just said. If there was a suspicion, where he didn't...
Again, can I get involved with Scott? I don't understand your question.
I just want to know why the case where Shimon is answering on Reuven.
Correct.
Okay, but it cannot be a case where Shimon is also answering on her, right?
Why not?
So why was the case of Saita?
Before we thought that Shimon answered her on Reuven, and Reuven answered her on Shimon permanently by living with his wife after she was a Saita. Right. In that case, Reuven didn't answer her on Shimon permanently. Shimon answered her on himself permanently. Who's the second guy banned? In the case before we said that the husband's banning her to the alleged guy.
No, that's each, right?
No, again. He's banning her for life, even if he were to die or divorce her. Again, the case before was, she was an accused Mazana, Zaina. So we told the husband, you can't live with her. Then he went and did, and then he died. Or divorced her. She can never marry Shimon. She's not an Ashishish. Because Ashishish is not an Issachal. Ashishish is an Issachomer. We're looking for an Issachal. Kal is a lav. So what was the Kal here? The Kal here is, Shimon answers her to her husband by allegedly living with her, that the husband goes and lives with her and makes it that she can never marry Shimon even after she's not an HSS. The answer to that is, it's not the husband that makes her not marry Shimon. Shimon, unless he drinks, will become usher from the moment he ushered her on her husband, he ushered her on himself as well. Living with her is not what makes her usher to Shimon. All it does is prevent her from drinking. She's usher from Shimon in the fact that she didn't drink. Let's say Reuben would just die before he lived with her. She still couldn't marry Shimon. Not Reuben that imposes a permanent ban on Shimon. Shimon imposed a permanent ban on himself. Now, if he actually lived with her, he's asked for sure for living with her.
Forever?
Forever, sure. A woman that's Mizana is asked to her husband and to the person she was Mizana with. Can never marry the guy. Not. I'm not saying that case. We didn't say that. We're not saying that case. You're right. I didn't say the final case yet. The answer is, we're not dealing with her issur to Shimon. You're right. We're not dealing with the issur to Shimon. Reuben didn't create a new ban to Shimon. Shimon did it to himself. We're talking about when Reuben married this woman, she became usher to Shimon. Shimon went and was mizana with her. He ushered her to Reuben, who ushered her to him.
That's
the Kah. That's the Kah. Back to Gemara, it's a Kahu, it's a Kahu.
In the previous case where the soldier, he did not give her a gift after... he didn't give her a gift.
He did.
No, I mean, I feel enough I'm not gift. If the Russian and the gift said you're allowed to be committed to everyone...
Yes.
So in this case, does the Russian have to change?
No. Because when a guy divorces his wife and says submitted to everyone, can she marry a Kayan? It says submitted to everyone. It means Aishas Ish is off. There are other Isurim. Grusha can't marry a Kayan. She can't marry her brother.
That happened even before they married.
That's true, but it's not mutter to everyone. The answer of mutter to everyone means Aishas Ish is gone.
Mutter to everyone, mutter.
She's mutter as Aishas Ish. She was an HSS, you're no longer an HSS.
That's not part of being an HSS when this Shimon is banned?
No, because he got a get. She's not an HSS anymore. HSS means she's married. This lady's not married.
Can a man put a tonight in a get? He can't marry just one person.
That's a big Shiloh Masechta's get. Right, we just had last week that if a man gives a get and he doesn't let her marry anybody, right? We said that's not a good get. Right, so that's a big shaila masechtas gittin. Can a person say I'm a nashul etinasi leploini? That is a very big sugya in the ninth barak of gittin. Hold, wait, merch Hashem, we will get there. A little bit down the line, but we'll get there. Means the saita is married once is becoming ushered to the bayol, right? The Saita lived with the Bayol and becomes ushered to her husband, who ushered her to the Bayol. Saita the Bayol means she lived with the Bayol. Therefore, the man who banned her from her Bayol becomes ushered. Aishas Ish. Reuben married this lady, he banned her from Shimon. Shimon was Mizana with her, he banned her from Reuben. The Saita the Bayol means she lived with the Bayol.
No,
it's worse. Well, again, you're right as far as Shimon's concerned. Who is the second guy that's banned? Before we wanted Shimon to be banned permanently. Now we're saying we're looking at Reuven as the second guy that's banned. Again, let me try to...
In both cases, Reuven, the special or the actual,
Reuven is banned. 100%. But before, we didn't want a case of Aishas Ish. We wanted a case where it was an Issur Kal.
Right.
Reuben is banned because it's an alleged Aishas Ish that lived. Again. Let me try again. Reuben is banned when his wife is Mizana with a lav. Shimon is banned if he was Mizana. He was banned as Aishas Ish beforehand. So we didn't want that case. We didn't want a case when somebody asked if somebody was an Aishas Ish, and then she was Mizana. That's not Isser Kau. So we wanted something that was Lav. So we said the Lav of the husband bends her to Shimon permanently. That didn't work. Exactly. So we're now saying, forget about it. We're going to go to the main Isser here. Reuven bans her from Shimon as an Aishas Ish. No Lav. Shimon is Mizana with her. He bans her to her husband. But it's not an Isser Kal. She committed a serious Isser called Aishas Ish. That's why we didn't want to go to that case. So now we're going there. For lack of being able to find another case.
That's not
going to
help you.
So we're going to try to find out. Dr. Gemara, El Saita Labayo. The Saita lived with the Bayo. Take a look at Rashi. El Saita Shenibala Labayo. Nasser Ba'alaha Yisraelov. Her husband becomes Usher. Frak the Gemara. Hi, Isser Kalu? Shimon lived with an Isser Kal? Hi, Isser Chomer, who died of Aishas Ish, Rashi. Behind me, I have a Baal Isser Kal. Isser Chomer, who died of Aishas Ish. Zog the Gemara. El Amar Rava. Can you please let me finish it? Kenek. El Amar Rava. It's Kal? Yeah, but it's pretty Chomer. It's got to be Karas. We're trying to make a couple of claims about Gaisisha. A Gaisisha is Karas. Eloma Rabba Aishasish. You're right. Aishasish. V'chenk yasa Rabba Marabiechanan Aishasish. But my correlate is a cow. But why is that cow? She'ein ha'aisra aisra koyamav. It is the only erva that both parties can remain alive and there's no longer an erva. Aishas Ish has a leniency no other erva has. There's no other erva that can be removed during the lifetime of both parties. Divorce will never remove anything. Permanent. Aishas Ish is removed through divorce. Therefore, it has a leniency, and we call it Isser Kal. Who? We're not talking about a bail now. We're talking about the fact that the Baal asked her and her husband through doing Aishas Ish. That's all. But the Gemara called it Isser Kal. Meaning that Aishas Ish is not a permanent Isser. On anybody. Not anybody, Baal or. Forget about it. The Isser Aishas Ish is not permanent. Again, as I told you before, a Grusha can't marry a Kayan. There's nothing to do with that. Rashi. Elama Rabba Aishas Ish. Vainu Isser Kal Lagabe Achaisisha. Pishayin Aishar Aishar Kol Yamav. Shafilu Bechayav Yesh Lohetim again. Ava Ishtoya Shrestha Bechaisa Shrestha Kol Yameha. Now, just want to point out, that Titus points out that the Gemara could have slugged this up. The Aishas Ish did a sin herself. The Achais Isha didn't do anything, the wife didn't do anything, her sister did something. The same way we slugged up some of these cases, we hear the woman committed the indiscretion herself. By Aishas Ish, so she did. Also, by Aishas Ish, she's usher to everybody in the world, right? Whereas the Achais Isha is only usher to one woman, to one man. So the Gemara could have asked the Kashi. Titus says Sas Kashi. He doesn't understand why the Gemara didn't ask these questions. Again, I have no answer. Does the Gemara tell you that Tanya Nami Hachi Abachana Namar Mishum Reb Lazer? Eishes Ish. What is the Isser Kal? Eishes Ish. Ma B'mokam Habal Isser Kal. And the Bryce explains itself. Cheina Isser Isser Kol Yamav. That the one who asked it doesn't ask it permanently. Nesser Isser. The husband becomes usher to her through the indiscretion of his wife with somebody else, which is Aishas Ish. But it's not a permanent isser. A ball isser chomer, shayser isser koyamav. A wife's sister is asked usher as long as his wife is alive. Ain't a dinshin esser isra? Shouldn't the wife become usher? Amud leimer isra. That's why we had the Xeris Akasiv. That a woman only becomes usher if she herself commits an indiscretion. Aisra, shchivas aisrasa, vein shchivas achaisa aisrasa. Absolutely, but it's not while she's alive. Eishes Ish is the only Isser ever that gets removed when all parties are still alive. A wife's sister only gets removed when the wife passes on.
Basically,
said
we didn't need the
pasuk
because we could just said he wasn't a participant.
Exactly. That's Tyson's discussion. And it's Isura B'raim. Tyson says Tzatz Kasha. It's interesting that the Tyson just says Tzatz Kasha.
Those are things we have to
do. Again, I'm pointing that out because I expected somebody to ask it, yes. I didn't see an answer. That doesn't mean there's none out there. I just didn't see it. Again, it's a nice discussion.
You need a blessing,
the logic won't work. Because logically, you'd go the other way. Meaning, logically, I would answer her. Aser him and his wife. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Therefore, the Pasuk says she's not Aser. The question is, the logic is flawed, Tysus says, the same way the logic was flawed by...
Yes, the baby what Tysus is trying to say is that we get to this Moskada now, that considered those two questions that you had are not considered valid kind of...
So then why don't you go, let's go back to Yavama.
Okay, so...
So let's go back to Yavama. The only reason we didn't want Yavama is because he Sura Barayv and she did Begufa.
She did it.
She was the participant. So my agent says she's also the participant. No, he says the place is saying now the questions aren't that stark. So then go back to the previous case.
Why did you
move
a new case for him?
Well, this is the only one that by the lifeline. It says
no, again. Yavama is also Kal. It's a love. We rejected it because it's not a good comparison. What? That was a Shaila and Rav.
Maybe.
I don't know. It makes it even better. It's more Itzirko. Not even a lot. Talk to Gemara Weiter. I'm sorry. It's interesting because Rashi in the third line from the top says Kol Yameha. I don't have an answer to you except that Rashi understood it to mean Kol Yameha. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. I'm not sure what you're driving at. Okay. Now let's go back to the Mishnah for a second because we're switching gears. What? Hard Gemara. That's what Gemara is. You got to get into it. What am I supposed to say? You know, when I prepared this, I said to myself, it's like hard Gemara after hard Gemara after hard Gemara. You know, we didn't have a break yet to this week. It's been pretty constant. Okay. What? Okay. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, at the end of the Mishnah. Again, the case of the Mishnah was, they told him the original case of the Mishnah was, guy's wife went to Medina Sayyam, and they came and they told him his wife died, and he married her sister. That was the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, he can go back to his wife. Comes Rabbi Yossi Eimer. Coach the price by the Acher, I'm reading the Mishnah. Anybody that bans others, price by the Atmai bans himself. The Coach ain't price by the Acher. Anybody that doesn't ban others, and the price by the Atmai does not ban himself. And when we learned this Mishnah, we said, we don't know what we're talking about. Rashi said, the Gemara Mepharishlo. Now we're getting to that Gemara. Zuck the Gemara. My Kamar Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi talking about? Banning to others, banning to himself. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a man whose wife went to Medina Sayyam, and they came and told him his wife died. And then she comes back. He can stay married to the sister. Nobody is being banned. No, there's no others. There's a husband and a wife. And the wife came back. He's mutter to go back to his wife. There's no others. What's Reb Yaisi talking about? Banning to others, and therefore banning to himself. Not banning to others, not banning to himself. What others are there here? What's Reb Yaisi talking about? My cover Reb Yaisi. What is Reb Yaisi talking about? So obviously, we must put something into the Mishnah that has something to do with others. And Reb Yaisi is reacting to the case of others. What is the case of others? We didn't have a case in the Mishnah that dealt with others. The Mishnah was a straightforward Mishnah. Reuben's wife left town. He married her sister. His wife came back. He's mutter to his wife. Where's others? There's no others.
Weren't the other cases in the Mishnah?
That was the only case in this Mishnah. All the other cases were offshoots of that case. There was never any others. That was my brother's wife. It had nothing to do with this Mishnah. That's the previous Mishnah. Dunk the Gemara. So we're going to try something. So in Lema, let us say the following. The Kamer Tanakama. That the case of the Tanakama, we're expanding it. Reuven's wife went to Medina Sayyam is not the whole case. Reuven's wife left with Reuven's brother-in-law. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. Two strangers married to two sisters. Let's not call him Shimon because everybody thinks Shimon is a brother. Reuven married Rachel. And who do we want to use? What name?
Ephraim.
And Ephraim married Leah. And Reuven and Ephraim are not related now. They are. They're brothers-in-law through marriage. And the case of the Mishnah is going to be expanded now. Two people left town. Rachel and Ephraim. They didn't go together.
Separate place.
And then Adam came in and said, Rachel and Ephraim died. Both died. Leah's mourning. Reuven's mourning. Reuven's mourning his wife. Leah's mourning her husband. Reuven married Leah. She was told her husband died. She's about to get married. He was told his wife died. He can marry the sister. Both come back. Both come back. So now, Leah can't go back to her husband. She's an Eishes Ish who got married by Eidechon. And got married by Eidechot, and her husband came back. Kal HaDrachim Eilupa. Reuven wants to go back to his wife, who did nothing wrong. Except according to Dr. Harris, she shouldn't have gone with her brother-in-law. So the Tanakhama is saying, Reuven can go back to his wife. Leah can't go back to her husband, but Reuven can go back to his wife. You have to say Eidachon, or you can say two Eidim according to the Rabbanon. We had a sheet of the Rabbanon that said that even by two Eidim we throw the book at her. Rashi happened to say Eidachon earlier. Remember we pointed out that Rashi. Dr. Gemara. So he lay with the Karmatana Kama. The Ka'azul Ishta V'Gisul L'mdina Sayyam. His wife and his brother-in-law. Now brother-in-law means his wife's sister's husband, not wife's brother, his wife's sister's husband. And they both came back. Eishes Gisa Asira, his brother-in-law's wife, meaning his wife's sister, is asked to go back to her husband. Ishtai Shaya, his own wife, is permitted. The Kamala Reb Yaisi, and Reb Yaisi said, no. Ki heicha de Ishtai Shaya, Eishes Gisa Nami Shaya. No. His wife is mutter to him. His sister-in-law can go back to her husband. The logic is very simple. She married her sister's husband. Nobody will think, again, let's step back to a few blot ago. We said the reason we punish a woman was kanas. She didn't do enough of an investigation. But the Gemara threw in a thing that people will say she got divorced, married the second guy. And therefore, we don't let it go back to the first guy. Is it knas by itself, or do we need that part of divorce also? Again, when they punished a woman who was a married lady who was told her husband died, and she went and married a stranger, and her husband comes back. So we threw the book at her because she obviously did not do a good enough investigation. The Gemara also threw in another thing. Yaimru Girish Zeh.
Wait, who's that?
They'll say that the first husband divorced her. She married a second husband. Now when her first husband comes back, he'll be Marzu Grushasai. Therefore, we don't let her go back to her first husband. The Gemara threw that Svar in. Is that a main Svara? Or is that an added? The Navkamina is in this case. Leah married Rachel's husband. Nobody will think that the reason she married Rachel's husband is because her husband divorced her. Because even if her husband divorced her, she can't marry her sister's husband.
They'll know she died or not.
Again, people came and said Rachel and Ephraim died. She married Rachel's husband. Even if even if her husband died, she wouldn't marry, even if her husband divorced her, she wouldn't have married her sister's husband unless it's because of death. Again, once it's death, it's both of them death. People who watched this story and they saw Leah marry Reuven will say, obviously, people died here. Ephraim died and Rachel died. The reason they'll say death is they can't just say divorce because that wouldn't have permitted Leah to marry to Reuven. The fact that Leah is marrying Reuven says that somebody's dead here.
There's more to the story.
There's more to the story. And therefore, maybe we don't punish her. That's what Rabbi Yaisi is saying. Rabbi Yaisi is saying, since Rachel is mutter to her husband, right? Leah is mutter to her husband also. Because nobody will assume that it's because of Gittin that this happened. They'll have to mix death in. Tanakhama is saying, Leah can't go back to her husband, cannot. And Rachel can go back to her husband because she didn't do anything wrong. Rabbi Yaisi is saying, if you're letting Rachel go back, then you have to let Leah go back. Because then you're saying that obviously people are not going to suspect divorce. What? That means we won't knas in a case where divorce is not an option.
What's the knas that we're talking about?
Knas is to punish an HSH who didn't do a good enough investigation.
You can't go back to her.
How do we do? We give the second guy gives a get, and then can't go back to her first husband. That was the knas.
Why? I mean, what's the activator then?
The activator is we want to punish her. But how does the punishment work? So is it because of suspicion of divorce? That's how they activated the knas?
Therefore, a get from the second husband
makes it that you can't go back to the first husband.
Why? What?
Because it looks like Mamzu Grushasa.
Because it looks like?
She's not married to the second husband.
So it's a charade of a get.
It's a charade of a get. But that's how Rabbanan imposed the knas.
Why did we come to that tour? Originally, we didn't have that tour. Why did we come to that tour again? Where do we have Yeshiva to do a double investigation, right? Well, why did we move to that new store? I forgot. Why did we go home to this new store? I don't remember why we did that. My wife also forgot.
It depends if she was Mina Harrison or Mina Suman. If it was Mina Suman, then you don't need it.
Why are we requiring a get to the second one? That was the issue. But Chazal punished this woman. They also said she needs a get from her second husband. Why? Her husband's here. Her husband's here. There is no second husband. Why are we requiring a get?
Because people make a mistake. Well, why? Well, we shouldn't even get, right? If you're
going to
say,
well,
that
again. Answer the question.
Why
are we requiring the second guy to give a get?
That
she married Shimon. And therefore we want Shimon to give a get. Now is that just a way of Chazal imposing a knas? Or is that a main factor?
That is the investigation. You need both.
Question is, you need one mainly and the second is just an added? Or is it both together?
The get makes her, allows her to go back to her first husband or not?
No.
But you can't, she can't marry him anyway, so where's the Mahzi Grushanto then?
Why can't she? Okay. How did, okay, again, let's say, the mechanics of how Chazal offered it to the first husband. What was the mechanics of the knas?
Was it investigation alone, or
was it when they offered it to her first husband? Right?
Yeah.
Because of knas. Did they just come and say, forget it, you can't marry a first husband?
That's not enough.
If then why did they need to get from the second one?
That's an added thing.
Again, why did they impose a get on the second husband? You're not answering that my question. You're just skipping my question. Why in the world did they say that the second husband gives her a get?
Because an outsider will make a mistake and think that she really gave her divorce before. And now, to dispel the fact that you're not a new mom, if we let her stay married with him, then we're going to think that the case of this is not true.
No. Right. So is that a way of Chazal imposing the knas? They imposed the knas when they set up a case that it looks like Mamzer Grushasai, and that's how they banned her? Or not?
If they're not letting her get married, why? How people make a mistake? If they're not letting her get married to him, that doesn't make sense to me. It's circular logic.
Not circular logic. Again, let's stop for a second. They told this woman she can't go back to her first husband. Was it just a statement like that? Or did they say, we're going to make the second guy give you a get, and therefore you can't go back to the first husband?
What's the therefore? What's the therefore? By making it a master grushan, by making it...
That's the mechanics of how they impose their knas. They impose their knas by making it look like a master grushan.
Now she can marry anybody.
Because of what people will say.
Now she can marry anybody else.
Make her a real master.
Now she can marry a third.
Yeah, 100%.
To give him a master grusha.
Not really a master grusha.
Yeah, but to make it so that people shouldn't say, if we don't give him a get and she lives with him, stays with him. Yeah. Okay. Now
the question is, by a sister-in-law, that's less nageya. Because by a sister-in-law, people realize that if Ephraim divorced Leah, she wouldn't have married Reuven unless somebody died here. There's got to be a death. And once death is a factor, people will understand that happened because of death. That's what Rabbi Yaisi is saying. Tanakama said, this is an ageous ish. She was Mizana. I don't care who she lived with. Bottom line is, she didn't do her investigation. Goodbye. Rabbi Yaisi says, oh, you're letting Rachel stay with Reuven. That means you understand, people will understand that the guy lived with Leah, right? They'll understand this is sisters. Oh, there must have been a death. And therefore, it takes away the chashash. Either that, or I can say it much simpler. Rabbi Yaisi says, we don't punish one out of two parties. If two parties did the same thing, don't pick on one and not on the other. If you're not picking on one, leave the other one alone. It's a much simpler way of saying it.
Equating men and women.
He's saying, we're not going to punish Leah if we're not going to punish Rachel. We're not punishing Reuven. We let him stay with his wife. We're not going to punish Leah to not go back to her husband. This case happens to have two people that committed indiscretions. You can let one okay and one not okay. Maybe I see doesn't like that. I can say it much simpler. He says, it's all Drabbanan. All Drabbanan. But the rights is she's mutter to everybody. It's a Drabbanan. Drabbanan punish her. We're not going to punish her and not punish the other guy.
We'll go
to Lakula. No, but at this point, the Gemara wants to go to Lakula.
In the original case where he gave her a knot, the knot says he gets a gift.
Well, right, so, or the knot says she can't go back to her first husband.
Both.
Right.
Both. So, number one, who's the knot on?
Her. She can't go back to her first
even
husband.
Even though the husband... But the get part is
the get part is not a knas. The get part is a mechanism. There's no knas in getting a get.
Right. The second part that I was talking about is that really they're doing her a favor. Now she can marry a third person and all these things.
She wants to stay married to her husband. Not a favor.
But they don't let her stay married.
Because of a knas.
Right. Right, not only that, but it's all in her favor, because now when the third man comes along, she can explain, well, I got to get from this one, the other one.
My husband's alive. I don't need a get from the second one. He's alive.
Does he need a get from the first one, too?
Yeah, she could get me Zami Zad. I was the first mistress. But we want it. We're not going to keep her as a guno. Right. The Gemara. Elaim the Kamatana Kama, the Azul Ishta Begisilim Dina Sayab. Aish is Gisat Sira the Ishta Sharia. Right, the Tanakama splits it up. Become a Larab Yaitikech the Ishta Sharia. Aish is Gisanami Sharia. Ihachi, the word should be kosher. Aim place like they are Kherim. Aim place like they are Smite. That's what he says. What he should say is kosher. Aim place like they are Smite and place like they are Kherim. And the Mishnah says, since he doesn't ban others, he doesn't ban himself. Not the way we're explaining Rabbi Yitzchak now. We're explaining Rabbi Yitzchak now, since Reuven's not banned from Rachel, Leah doesn't get banned from her brother-in-law. Since Reuven doesn't become Aser to himself, therefore his brother-in-law doesn't become Aser. So it's not Kol Shein HaPaisai De'acherim, it's Kol Shein HaPaisai De'atzmai Ein HaPaisai De'acherim. Rashi, Hachi Gassinon, Kol Shein HaPaisai De'acherim, Ein HaPaisai De'atzmai Ein HaPaisai De'acherim. In the second part of his statement, he says, whoever doesn't ask it to others. Yeah, but that's not the case now. We're saying since he doesn't ask it himself, he doesn't ask it his brother in law. Why is he mutter? Why can Leah go back to Ephraim? Because Reuven can go back to Rachel. So since Reuven didn't ask it himself, therefore, he doesn't ask to Ephraim. That's not what the Mishnah said. Rosh Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.